My Fix It Up Life.
It's the tailgating time of year. From football to fire pits, the fall classics to firing up the grill, it's all about getting your game on.
We talk with DIY Network's man cave expert and landscape guru, Jason Cameron, about top tips for making your cave crazy.
And we head to the parking lot for the big game with Tailgater Monthly Magazine's chief editor for the world's best tips and tricks for making your tailgate the life of the party.
From ripping down walls to whipping up recipes, tailgate tools, and DIY design tips, it's time to flame on. Fire up the grill and your passion, because the party starts now.
On My Fix It Up Live.
More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and it's that time of year that I love this time of year where I basically want everything to be flannel.
Flannel,
like I feel it. It's like I'm from New England. This is the time of year that the leaves start to change, seasons start to change, and I just want to throw on a nice, comfortable flannel shirt, and I'm not done yet, roll up the sleeves because I'm still hot,
and then
maybe chop a tree down.
I'm a little bit scared because I think you're either going to be that guy on the roll of paper towels, or you're going to be Al from Home Improvement, and while they're both nice men and fairly handsome-ish, like, not hot to me. I like the way you are. Don't do flannel.
I won't do flannel,
but... You can do, like, flannel, like a little flannel underpants. But, like, the pattern, you know, very, like, form-fitting, not like your grandfather's flannel underpants, but,
yeah,
like...
You know what I know a lot about? My grandfather's underwear.
You know what we should do? We should totally do a line of, like, new... Like a nouveau cool flannel underpants.
That is the best business idea for the seasons changing that I've ever heard in my life. Well, I'm sure venture capital is already emailing
us. Our phones are ringing
info
off the hook right now because of our ingenious idea. But we are talking about getting ready for the game, getting ready for the event. We're talking tailgating. We're talking man caves. We're talking it all on today's show.
We are. We're talking with Jason Cameron from DIY Network, man cave expert, maybe the only man cave expert in the whole world, and landscape guru, because his other show is Desperate Landscape.
Yes, and we're also talking to the editor-in-chief of Tailgater Monthly Magazine. Yes, it does exist, and you should go out and check it out, because the gadgets and the cool stuff, no matter if you're tricking out your man cave, you're tricking out your RV, you're tricking
camping.
Out your barbecue that you're having, whatever it is, there are so many cool things in this magazine and inspirations, recipes, everything. You can go online and check it out, too. They're online at tailgatermonthly.com. And we have a big show for you guys, so we're going to have to go to break to get ready. I'm tailgating through the commercial.
Suit up and boot up. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Time couldn't have been much better. Looking for a place to go. Somewhere I could just lay low. Brave the storm and wait for better weather.
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And the heat is on. The flames are flaming. What do flames do? It's game time.
It is. I've been tailgating this interview, dear.
I don't know what that means necessarily. Are you sitting outside?
Well, I don't know if you have to sit outside. I don't know what the rules of tailgating are, but I think it's sort of a preparatory experience before the actual experience. So it involves food, it involves fun, and I'm not sure what else it involves, but we have an expert on the line right now.
Lee Hurley from Tailgater Monthly Magazine. Lee, are you with us?
I'm here.
I am excited to talk to you because I did not realize that tailgating was America's fastest growing sport.
Well, you know what? Thank you. Their declaration, and since we say it, it absolutely has to be true.
Well, magazine. It's printed. It's printed right on the cover of your magazine, so it has to be true that it is a
That's
sport.
That's exactly right.
And I think that people do take tailgating as a sport because it's a serious, serious thing, serious business, lots of awesome gadgets and tools. And if you're tailgating or if you're just throwing a backyard cookout, you have to look at the Tailgater Monthly Magazine and look at all the awesome stuff that you need to be having in your yard.
Yeah, like Lee, what makes a tailgate? Can you tailgate in your driveway? Can you tailgate at the symphony outside? Or does it have to be a ball game?
I tailgated
game?
A wedding once.
Does it have to be a ball game or sporting event for you? And
you know what? You're great questions. And Teresa, tailgating at a wedding is just as legitimate as tailgating at the national championship Alabama game or pro football game. In fact, we even did a story on a group that tailgates at a restaurant.
What? Wait, you tailgate, is it before the restaurant opens?
No. What happens is they only serve this one cut of beef that people love, and they're so good at it that they don't serve anything else. So people come, tables come and set up in their parking lot and wait 2 hours to get in to eat this one kind of beef, and then they just have fun beforehand and drink beer and eat appetizers in prep for their big steak meal.
That is unbelievable.
But we've got tailgating stories on hot air balloon festivals, on soccer matches, on obviously NASCAR, football, Santa Fe Opera. I mean, you nailed it. Tailgating really is almost a state of mind. It's anybody that wants to get together and usually it surrounds some sort of event that's going to happen. But home gating is now as big as any other kind of tailgating.
Home gating?
You just erased all my questions.
So it is. Tailgating and home gating, it's a pre-event to celebrate the event that you're going to be doing.
You know, I mean, when somebody mentioned the word home gating, I thought, you know, you guys are just trying to give me a fancy word for cooking out on your grill tonight. But people all over the country, and we survey three times a year, or they turn this into a tailgate. They take their huge television screens outdoors, or they have these huge dishes. They revolve it around a team event. People are outside. I mean, they play games. They have jerseys. I mean, it's like they really are in a parking lot, but they're in their backyard.
Wow.
So what is – the reason I'm going to ask you the next question is I can hear the passion in your voice. You like your job, and if I got that wrong, just work with me. But where do you personally enter the world of tailgating? Are you a tailgating expert that became a magazine editor? Do you just love it? Are you a sports fan? What's your entry into this awesome world?
Appreciate the passion comment, Mark. My boss is listening. That might help me another – $2,500 a year when negotiation time comes, but I'm more of an editor turned into a tailgate nut. But I've got an 11-year-old son, and so the whole thing about tailgating, if you strip away, you know, everything down, it obviously you've got food and drink, but when you strip that away, what you have is people who like to hang out with each other and a way to build lifelong relationships. You guys know, I'm sure you've done this too, but if you're going to hang out at a tailgate for 2 or 3 hours, you are going to get to know somebody. I mean, you better, unless you just can drink the whole time, which nobody can. So, you know, I've become a nut about tailgating because you know, I show up for these things. People are kind enough to invite us, and I drag my 11-year-old along with me, and we get there, and, you know, we leave best friends with people and from Houston, New York, all over the South, California. You just, you know, tailgating is a universal language. It's just a way for people to celebrate with each other.
I so agree with that because you're bringing back memories for me. My family is huge football family, and you know, my dad has had season tickets to the Redskins for as long as they've had them. And as a little girl, when I was actually brought to the game, which was only a few games each season, my dad would have to leave for the game. I think it was 3 or 4 hours before it started, and we only lived 20 minutes from the stadium. So it was a lot of tailgating, and tailgating a long time ago, before all of these awesome gadgets existed that you can read about in your magazine and online. But so, like, it was literally, like, folding chairs, standing around, you know, like a picnic kind of thing with lots of beer, people throwing footballs, and not as extravagant as it is now. And you never know who you're going to park next to in the parking lot, so you never know who you're going to meet and where the license plate is from. And it's such a fun way to connect and meet people who are like-minded with you.
You're so right, Teresa. The Redskins is a perfect example. We've got an article in the current issue on tailgating with the Redskins, and the writer's this guy named Rob Black, and he drove over from North Carolina, and he went from tailgate to tailgate, and he got a different state every single time. It wasn't like he had to walk around finding different people. It's just, and a lot of these people will come, you know, to half the games, and they've known each other for years doing that.
Yes, and it's kind of amazing.
It seems like, too, look, we're all about DIY, of course, and what I've seen in Tailgater Monthly, all the products that you have, the giveaways, and all these massive parties, is that the passionate crowd, I mean, they're building an event. They need gear. They need. I'm surprised they all don't need dump trucks to drive it all down there.
Well, they are. They're buying larger and larger vehicles for that, and then it gets on up into the up to $700,000 to $800,000 RVs that just blow my mind too. But you're so right. And 5 or 6 years ago, when the whole world seemed to be falling apart financially, you know, I would drive down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for an Alabama football game, and you know, you just see people spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on cuts of meat, ribs, and feeding everybody that walked by. So we call this a recession-proof industry because people are they're going to spend their money on tailgating, even if they don't go into the game. And really, 30% of these people now don't even go into the game with the new satellite dishes. They just sit out. You know, everybody, the people walk in with their tickets, and then another 30,000 or 40,000 people sit out and watch it on television.
30,000 or 40,000 people.
Tuscaloosa, for example, the stadium holds 104,000, and they say that for say the LSU Alabama game, 145,000 people come to Tuscaloosa. So you know the whole place is still jammed right after the game starts. The restaurants are, the tailgates are. It's just, and that's not just Tuscaloosa. Obviously, that's. You know, pro games, that's all kinds of events. NASCAR, I mean, those people, they stay there for a week, as you know.
So what is it even possible for you to think about all the tailgates you've seen and heard about and put in the pages of Tailgater Magazine Monthly and come up with, like, your personal favorites or maybe reader favorites that are just, you know, Joe from Philly or Mary from San Diego put on the best ever?
You know, Mark, actually, we do that. Every September, we do a college, top 20 colleges, college tailgates. And obviously, I haven't been to every single one of them. We have a panel of 5 people, and then we utilize a lot of writers and people outside of our little group. But we come up with what we think is that year's top 20 college tailgates. And we do it based on a variety of criteria, and there's so many that don't ever get considered because, you know, they're not a Division I school and they don't have a top 15 team and there aren't 100,000 people that tailgate. There's just so many incredible tailgates. But we do list them out. This year, Texas A&M, 1 hour. or tailgate. The truth is, you know, it's the most looked at and read article in our magazine throughout the whole year. But, I mean, who really can say that one tailgate is better than another tailgate? I mean, they're just tailgates are just a group of people having so much fun and so inviting. And so there's just – I hate playing that card sometimes because – you know, really, can you really judge 20 top? But we do that, and we feel good about it, and it's fun. It's well-read. But Texas A&M is our number one tailgating school this year, which has a lot to do with the buzz and the SEC and the stadium expansion and Johnny Manziel and, you know, just so many people going down there to tailgate. But it is a great question. I have my personal favorites, but compared to some people, I'm not much of a tailgater. I mean, I go several times a year, but, you know, lots of people go three times a week. So I'm getting long-winded, but one of my favorites was for the Houston Texans. There's this guy named Glenn Hunter who invited us down there, and he's in a band, and he hops up on top of this huge truck and goes through a set, and they feed 200-300 people, and, you know, it's just festive. That's, I think, probably my favorite pro tailgate I've ever been to.
Wow. Now, so what would be the ultimate things to have in your tailgate truck, your tailgate RV, your tailgate, whatever your machine is that you're driving to the tailgate, what are the things that you just have to have? And we just have a couple minutes left.
No problem. You know, we were doing a little Twitter party this week, which makes me sound sophisticated. It was my first Twitter party and maybe my last, but it was certainly my first. And somebody said, what are the two things you need that are most important at a tailgate? And, you know, the answers everybody came up with were a bathroom and a cooler. That's number one and number two. So if you've got a vehicle, you're ahead of a lot of the crowd. If your Winnebago or your truck has some form of a way to use the restroom, you're in good shape. And then cooler is second. Above and beyond that, you know, you can go into television and music for entertainment and of course, the food and the drink.
I like it.
When are
we going?
Yeah, how about now?
Do you guys tailgate?
Okay, let's go.
Like, your issue when it drops, when it's coming out? Do you guys sit around the office and tailgate when the magazine is dropping?
You know, that is a great idea. We're in three or four different cities, but that we could do like a Skype gate, you know?
That would be so fun. Or like for your holiday party or if you have a summer party or something, you guys could do a tailgate for your holiday party?
Well, you know, we haven't, but we are from now on, and I will be toasting you at the first one this year.
Wow, that is lovely.
We accept the invitation I just asked you to give me.
All right.
In the meantime, we have to take a break.
We
so
do.
Check out at Tailgater Mag on Twitter, tailgatermonthly.com, and check us out. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Grab your things and come with me.
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE. Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simons and Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
And you're back inside my fix-it-up life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And are you ready for some football?
It's game day. Cleats are on in the radio studio.
Well, I grew up in a football family, and, you know, we're not even allowed to visit my father on football Sunday anymore. Like, it's not. It's just like there's a lockdown there in his man cave.
Oh, he is all about – sometimes he's got two games going.
Well, if he had, like, a better grip on technology, and my father is 79 years old, he would probably have, like, 47 games going. He would probably get, like, rugby. He would be getting all kinds of things from all different countries around the world if he could.
Well, what he would get,
yes,
would be a man cave.
Yes, he would, and we have on the line the man cave expert himself.
Jason Cameron from DIY Network, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me back, guys.
Well, we are so excited to talk to you. And like I was just saying, my dad is just, he's got a lockdown on his man cave. And is that something that you see with other guys?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Man caves and football go hand in hand. I mean, that's a no-brainer. You know, so your dad's just one in the line of many who wants his space and he wants to watch football. He doesn't want anybody bothering him. You know, he doesn't want anybody talking to him. He just wants to watch football. I get it.
That is, it's really true. And like, I want to be social. I want to talk about the game, but no, I'm not allowed to even be there anymore.
No, you got to read up on it ahead of time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I always talk to guys because we do a lot of football-themed man caves, and over the years we've done a lot of them. And it's funny, guys are all the same. They're like, when they start talking about, you know, their wives or their significant other or, you know, not all women, because some women are just as into football as guys are. But they want to watch the game. We don't want to talk about, you know, what happened yesterday or what's going on here. We're watching the game, so we're focused on the game.
Well, you know, that I'm so guilty of that because as I'm getting older and more into, like, the wife and mother sort of part of my life, I do that. I go to, honey, well, that reminds me. And he's into whatever we're watching on television, whether it's a football game or rugby game or whatever it is. And he's like, not now. Because everything always reminds us of something else. So I can see how we can be banned from the man cave. But I'm curious, from all the episodes of man caves that you've done and all the man caves that you visited, like, what are the cool, like, tricked out, like, must-haves for the football guys' man cave?
You know what? We have a rule in a man cave that no matter where you are in the man cave, you need to see a screen, a TV. So, you know, whether that means multiple screens placed in different areas. But guys like big screens, but we like a lot of screens. We like to watch, maybe we want to watch three games at the same time. So having the ability to do that is key, and that's where technology comes in, because now guys can be doing something on their iPad while they're watching a game, or doing vice versa, watching the game on an iPad, doing something else on the screen. So we love technology. We love to bring in those things that allow guys to, you know, to watch three or four games, whether they've got maybe a pull-down screen on one wall, maybe they have two TVs on another wall. So they're multitasking and they can watch a bunch of different games. That's what makes a really cool man cave for guys who love football. It's not only the cool stuff like the bar and the, you know, the nice recliner and all the stuff that makes them comfortable, but it's the technology that he's got in it.
It kind of reminds me what you're describing of sort of like a NASA space shuttle kind of room that I sort of envision in my head, having every screen going, watching all the data, collecting all the information. Like, it sounds very intense.
We haven't done that yet. I like that idea. You mind if we use that one?
Totally.
The shuttle-themed football cave?
You go ahead.
And even if they're not plugged in, my design cue is that everyone has to have some type of headset on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could go crazy with that theme.
Yeah, you totally could.
Without a doubt. Now, like, when you're doing a sports man cave, you know, you've got all the design cue things that you put in there. You've got TVs, of course, but then you've got pictures, you've got memorabilia and stuff. But you guys also grow crazy with, like, you know, baseball diamond bags and goalposts. And, like, where do you even think about getting all that stuff?
Well, you know, that's a good point, because we like to go over the top. I mean, we do these man caves, and we specifically tune into that guy and what he loves, and we bring that to life. So that might mean a field goal post, maybe. So that's something you can make. You know, I mean, you can get creative. You can go to your local home improvement store. You can buy PVC with 90-degree elbows, and you can make a goal post and actually incorporate that into the room. So it doesn't always have to be the authentic piece. You can actually create it, but that's what we like to do. We like to get creative. We like to create these spaces that have what this guy loves all around him, you know, and because, you know, man caves are all about bringing it over the top and making it a space that truly only the guy appreciates. So it's sometimes it's just making those things.
Well, I kind of think about, I'm going back to me and being in the man cave, like, it would be cool to have some sort of obstacle. Like, you have to throw the football through the hole, like, across the room. And if you can do that, then you may speak.
Well, there you go. So we haven't done that yet, but maybe I'll do that, too. That, I mean, the sky's the limit. And that's why I love, after all these years, we've been on 12 seasons now, which is incredible to me that we're still going, is that they're all so different and so unique from one another, you know, because every guy's different. I mean, we've done a lot of football-themed man caves, but they all have their own twist, you know. So, but a lot of sports-related stuff, though. But football seems to be one of the most popular. And of course, we got Goose, who's, you know, the football guy.
Well, you know, now I have two questions. But the first one is, the first one is there been a sports-related man cave that you've done where you've gone in, you're like, you know, like you usually are, and like we've seen you. You go in, you're raring to go, you got your designs, and then you see this space or meet the guy, and you're like, oh no, I gotta shift directions entirely. He needs A, and you know, you go from there.
We've actually done that. We've done that many times. We, you know, because obviously ahead of time we've done a lot of pre-work. We've gotten our design plan up and running. We know what's going on. We've done all our homework. But we'll get there. You're right. Sometimes we'll meet the guy, and he says something or does something to make us really change gears and not change the whole design, but change aspects of the design. Like there might, maybe there's a build that we tailor more towards what he's all about. So we've been there, though, where we've changed things midstream. But you have to be able to adapt like that. You know, you have to be able to. And we've only got 3 days. You guys have been to set, actually.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
we
you've
have.
Seen, yeah, you've seen firsthand. We literally, everything happens in really 3 days. We've got a prep day and two film days, and everything happens in those 3 days. So we've got, if we do switch gears, that makes me a little nervous, but we're able to adapt. We have done that.
Well, speaking of sports, when we did see you on set, we pulled up outside the job site, and you were sweating like you were in mile 13 of a marathon, working your guts out. It was awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When you guys were there, we were midstream. We were in the thick of it, and I do. I'm very hands-on. I'm, you know, I host, obviously, but I'm a very hands-on guy. I was doing the construction and finished carpentry well long before I was doing TV. So for me, it's a passion. I love to do it. And, you know, the hosting thing sometimes gets in the way, you know.
Well, I love
you're
you
working.
Yeah.
You're great.
You're working
at
so
both.
Hard.
Yeah, you are terrific at both. And it was wonderful to see you work. And everybody who's listening, you have to go and check out Man Caves on DIY Network. And follow him on Twitter at JCameronTV, because we do, and we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Play.
Where do you begin?
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org. We're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
Might be a little carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see.